Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, Cody wants to know if the show is on drugs.
Why would he ask that?
We talk about bedwetting. We talk about the Bruno Mars Sexy Red song.
Being abducted by aliens.
Stupid facts of the day, setting the bar stories, and so much more.
That's a lot. Welcome to the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
We'll dive into some sports real quick. As we now know, the Super Bowl. Taylor Swift going back. Kansas City going to be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in a rematch of Super Bowl a couple years ago. Three years ago, I think. Yeah.
OMG.
I know this is just mocked enthusiasm, Kelly.
It is a little bit.
Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills on a little bit of controversy. People seem to think that the NFL loves the Chiefs more than other teams, but beat them 32-29. Philadelphia Eagles did not have any sort of issue with the Washington Commanders beating them 55-23. So, Super Bowl 59.
Look at that. In
New Orleans.
Wow.
Yep. Kendrick Lamar. SZA going to be there during the halftime show as well. So that'll be kind of exciting. And yeah. So that's going to go down a couple weeks from today or from yesterday. February 9th is going to be the day of the Super Bowl. So, all right. There you go. A little sports action there for you on 99.7 DJX. You have a good weekend?
Yeah. How about you?
Went out and you know, I don't do that very often, but I went out with some friends on Saturday night. We like bar hopped, you know,
You went bar hopping?
Yeah. We went to several different places, kind of in the Nulu area. We were trying to go to this one place to eat dinner first and that we couldn't get in. So we walked over and, we ended up having, you know, dinner at Garage Bar. But then we started walking around and then we'd hit up one place. We'd go have a drink at another place. And yeah. And then I realized on Sunday why I don't do that very often.
Yeah, it hurts, right?
Because I was like, I didn't want to do anything on Sunday.
Hurts.
I was just like, man, this is not good.
Ouchie.
Yeah, it was just one of those where I felt kind of useless all day and
you're probably still recovering a little bit, right?
Maybe. Yeah. And so, yeah, I realized Sunday that I'm like, well, you know what? That's a once every 6 months sort of thing, probably.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 6 months. That's really optimistic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's like also, you get in those weird conversations and we were talking with some people that were next to us at the bar about our weird, like oddities with our bodies. And we were like showing off our weird oddities to each other, which was kind of interesting. And then we started talking about coconuts and whether a coconut, without Googling, can you tell me whether a coconut is a nut, a meat, or a fruit?
Oh, and gosh, I guess I've never really pondered the origin story of a coconut or the classification.
Right. Neither had we, and somehow we got into a very passionate discussion about the coconut.
Wow. Okay. I'm assuming that you went on a quest for the answer.
I mean, we did discover that it's a fruit, and I still think that is weird to think that a coconut is a fruit, not just because the word coconut has the word nut in it.
Right. That can be confusing.
Right. But you kind of consider fruits to have seeds on the inside.
Yeah.
And like, where are the coconut seeds? There's milk on the inside and there's that meaty, like flesh that you, that you carve out.
Flesh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So again, not something that we have to really get into a huge debate over right now because
the coconut is a fruit.
We already did that. But yeah, that was one of those things that on, you know, after a couple bars and hanging out. Coconuts became the topic of conversation, and
what a winding road.
And we got into a really impassioned discussion about the coconut. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. Exciting, right?
Yeah, well, so shout out to my daughter. Their team won their cheer competition, which was very exciting. So we were kind of, you know, there's another squad that had like three different squads, like their overall team had like three different squads. They were kind of winning all the things. We won our division, which was great. And yeah. Then I kind of thought that was where it was going to stop. And then there was like, okay, now this is the highest score between levels one and two and all the things. And you get this, it's a crown in a case, like mm-hmm. looks like really nice, like gold jeweled crown. And then all the girls on the squad get gold big, like they look like Super Bowl rings. And I'm like, oh, that's really neat. And a big banner and all the things. And then they say, the Centurion Stars. Well, I'm like, what?
So your daughter's team won.
Yeah, they won.
Very cool.
They won like highest overall score in levels one and two, which was pretty unexpected. And so, I mean, it felt like, yay, but we have one more competition left. And now I'm afraid that if we get anything less than a crown and a case and rings, it's going to be a disappointment.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
sports like,
let's for
stop
you, right?
Right here. Let's yeah, just right? cap off the season. That was sure. the finale. What an amazing feeling. It was a great
Well, congratulations. Day. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you and I had different weekends, but that's
different weekends.
Yeah. This is kind of a cute video. I've got the audio for you, but I'll post it up at Ben and Kelly Show. So there, you know, your grandparents and your older parents sometimes don't have as big a grasp or knowledge of apps and technology, right? That yeah. maybe you do.
Uh-huh.
So a couple grandkids asked their Sicilian grandparents to try to read the names of some popular apps, right?
Okay.
So they did this challenge where the grandkids tried to hold water in their mouth and try not to laugh, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what the whole thing was, and they videoed it. So they asked their grandparents to say WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Instagram.
I love it.
Instagram.
Yeah.
And then wait till you hear Facebook.
Facebook.
Facebook. Facebook.
Facebook. Facebook. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, they're pronouncing it the way Italians would pronounce something, where they literally pronounce every single letter in the word. So,
right.
I love that. So, anyways, we'll post that up. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First and you laughs, loses. It's all for this fun trophy that I got here in my hand, and the losers go first, but I think it was a tie, Kelly.
It was a tie, but you know what? Upon further review, I think I really did lose, so I'll go first.
Oh, look.
I'm going to give you the win. Look at that.
Look at that. All right.
Welcome, Sparky.
Great. I feel great.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
What was Michael Jackson's favorite fast food?
KFC.
Yep.
Was that it?
That was it. Stolen punchline number one.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
I hate it when I sniff a flower and I don't smell anything.
Yeah?
Just doesn't make sense.
Oh, that's the punchline. Got it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Did you hear about the Canadian dinosaur who always crashes his cars?
No.
They were Torontosaurus Rex.
Oh, goodness. All right. You know, do what you love and the money will follow. You know that phrase, right?
I sure do.
Yep. Ate a whole pizza, took a nap, watched TV. Now, I wait.
Yep.
Did I get one of yours?
Yep. We have synchronized brains on this episode, Benji.
All right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I was buying some bug spray the other day. I asked the clerk if it was good for spiders.
Yeah?
He said, no, it kills them.
Oh, not good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. Kelly, I'm never donating blood again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Get too many questions.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you carrying it in buckets?
Yeah. Valid questions.
Right.
Valid questions.
Hey, Ben, got a life hack for you.
Okay.
This is how to dress for cold weather.
Sure.
Step one.
Uh-huh.
Put pajamas back on. Step two, get back in bed.
Ah, good hack.
Nobody needs to deal with that.
Right, right. You know, Kelly.
Yeah.
I donate one kidney.
Yeah.
I'm a hero.
Yes.
I donate 20.
Yes.
The FBI's called.
They have questions. Questions. Also, why are you carrying in blood in a bucket?
That's right. Again. Too many questions.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Right.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I like to mess with my husband and hide his stuff where he can't find it.
Okay.
Like I put shoes in the shoe closet, his jacket on the hanger, and his keys on the key hook. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it
not
right back.
In those places.
Nope.
Nope.
I felt that.
Did you?
I did. Kelly, my new car has a button for everything.
It does?
It sure does.
Mm.
There's even one that says rear wiper. Haven't tried that one yet, but I'm excited.
Careful. Easy. Easy there.
Wonder what rear wiper will do.
Right. Why don't you try that and let us know how it goes.
Want me to do it now?
No. Okay. Hey, Ben. My dogs and I have a lot in common. We both like sleeping, eating, and pretending we don't hear anything.
Ah. Yeah.
Mom? Mom?
Right. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
How do you stop Canadian bacon from curling up in your pan?
How do you stop that?
Take away their little brooms. Curling, the sport. Olympics.
Wow.
Take away their little brooms.
Too much explanation on that, sir.
It's a sports joke, Kelly. I thought you'd love it.
Hey, Ben.
It's a Canadian sports joke, nonetheless.
Guy says, co-worker said to me, could you be any more annoying?
Uh-huh.
Next day, wore tap shoes to work.
Oh. Yeah, I guess
I
could.
Turns out, yes, you can be.
Yeah, right. You know, Kelly, my wife is amused.
Mm-hmm.
When I introduce her to somebody as my last girlfriend, not so much when I introduce her as my first wife.
Oh, yes. Different.
Yeah.
Different connotation there.
A little different.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I love board games.
Okay.
My favorite is when people put the meat and cheese on a board, maybe some crackers and fruit. I'm really good at that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. A little honey, maybe.
Yeah.
Some cheese.
Yes.
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 This is You Laugh, You Lose.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, dog walks into an employment agency and says in perfect English, I need a job.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's what the receptionist was like. Wow, a talking dog.
Yeah.
You could easily get a job with a circus.
Yeah.
Dog's like, why would a circus need an architect?
Valid point. A dog's got some skills.
Right?
Absolutely.
Hey, yes.
Ben, I'm not a magician.
Okay.
But do you want to hear about the best magic trick I pulled off?
I do.
I once turned a back rub into two kids and a mortgage. Hey, yeah!
Yes, you did.
Hey,
yes, you did. Listen.
Sassy joke alert!
You gotta be careful. And you know what?
Joke alert.
My wife knows what I'm doing when I'm... Hey! You need a lower back massage? All right, I'm going to take this trophy.
All right.
That's You Laugh, You Lose here
okay.
on 99.7 DJX.
I'm blushing.
This is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do.
Right. This is kind of a cautionary tale of you are what you eat. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, eating hamburgers and cheese, sticks of butter.
Oh, sticks of butter? That's where it starts to get aggressive.
So much so that it literally causes you to turn orange. You're doing okay.
Wow. Okay.
So when you get entered into a medical journal, that's typically not a good thing.
Yeah, no, that means you're rare.
Yes, Florida dude, 40s, he, his diet turned his hands, feet, elbows orange.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Does it have a name, the diagnosis?
Yeah, I mean, it's xanthalamas or asthma.
Xanthalasma.
Yeah, xanthalasma. But anyways, it's when your cholesterol gets so high, fat starts building up under your skin, and it literally causes yellow and orange deposits around your eyes, but it can happen anywhere on your body. And for him, it's happened on his hands, on his arms, on his legs, on his feet.
Wow, it sounds like he's lucky he didn't have a heart attack first.
Right.
I mean, that feels like that's got to be around the corner, right?
Sure. Well, so listen to this. So he had been following this carnivore diet, right?
Okay.
So the carnivore diet.
He's following a diet? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So
this sound like a dude that's like regimented, but okay.
Well, so he was only eating like things like hamburger meats and cheeses and full sticks of butter.
Why in the world? I would have questioned the full sticks of butter. I would be like, I don't know if that's the healthiest choice
now
for my diet.
He's told doctors that he'd lost some weight and he was feeling good, but they checked his cholesterol.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know anything about cholesterol, and I kind of learned this too. Anything above 200 for a cholesterol score is bad.
Okay.
And his was over 1,000.
Oh, again, how in the world did he not have a heart attack?
Well, hopefully since then he's had a vegetable or two, but yeah,
okay.
That is that, like, the photos are wild. You can see a picture like of his hands in this journal, and you can see this. They look orange, like the creases in his hands are all orange. Like if you look at your hands and you see like the little lines and things like that.
Yeah, no, it looks like he's got like cheese whiz almost in the creases of his hands.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, that's the best way to describe it. That's
it's wild.
Crazy.
So yeah, I mean, sometimes these like caveman diets and things like that can be good maybe on paper.
I don't know if cavemen ate sticks of butter.
I don't know if cavemen ate sticks of butter either.
I would have stopped short and I would have questioned that. Like, should I eat sticks of butter?
Now listen, I am a fan of butter, just as anyone else is.
In moderation.
In moderation.
You put like a pat.
Yeah.
A pat.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
squeeze, in my case, a spray.
Yeah, we're not gonna go there. But yes. Not just peeling the stick of butter like a banana and
how can anybody do that, honestly?
Well, he did, and now he wound up in a medical journal, so there you go. All right, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without eating hamburgers, cheese, butter so much that it causes you literally to turn orange, you're doing okay.
Good news that the body gave him that kind of a little message, a little red flag,
little
if you will,
yeah,
a little orange flag, like
right.
Caution, let's get ourselves to a doctor, figure out what's happening here.
That is your Setting the Bar story.
Wow.
On 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Now listen, coming up, Cody rolls in. He's a listener. He rolls into our DMs. Very strange, random question for the show.
Okay.
But we'll answer it.
Great.
And be as forthcoming as we can.
Okay. This is making me nervous.
Sure. And if you want to see it on the stream as well, at Ben and Kelly Show on Insta. You know, sometimes we get random DMs, and we got a quick one from a listener, Cody, that I figured that we should probably address. It's really quick. It just says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've always wanted to know if you've ever done the show on drugs. LOL. That's all. Thanks, Cody.
That answer's no. Short segment. Next.
So that got Kelly's right. No, we haven't. And now listen, you know, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that, you know, with Derby Week and everything and all the drinks that are flowing, that maybe there haven't been some drinks tipped back before while we're on the show. But on drugs, no.
No, it's rude not to taste a cocktail when they've sat there and explained how to make it and made it in front of you and it looks so beautiful. And yeah, you got to have a sip or two or three or four or five.
But I thought, what would it sound like if you or I did do the show on drugs? So I took a couple segments from last week and
where we sound like maybe there was an influence, an outside influence.
Here, take a listen.
I mean, I just like the phrase, I wash my banana.
Okay. I think that audio has been manipulated a scotch.
Yeah, it has. It has. It has. It's been slowed down. Hang on.
Yeah, no. Probably not going to do that. Wow. We sound incredibly drunk.
This is just a segment from last week.
I mean, it makes sense based on their argument why they say you should do it. Wow. How many cocktails might I have had in that
probably
segment?
Probably still not going to ever do it, though.
What are we even saying? What are we even talking about?
We're talking about bananas. Hang on.
Yeah. I mean, I try to wash my banana every day.
Wait.
What is this show about?
Something tells me we're deviating from
So.
Oh, again, well.
Again,
we shouldn't. That is bad. Don't do that.
Kelly and I haven't done the show on drugs before.
No, we have not.
However, if we take just a segment of our show, a snapshot of our show from last week,
slow it down just a little bit.
Here's another example. You want to hear another example?
Oh, great.
All right. This is what if. What if?
Okay.
What if Kelly and I did drugs and did the show?
Did you know?
Oh no. The stupid facts would be different.
Wait. Let's start over.
Did you know ants hold grudges?
Okay, wait.
I did not know that ants hold grudges. Like,
wow.
They're really mad if you crush their little ant hill.
Are you kidding me?
This takes us 15 years to get a sentence out.
You mean they're really upset if you crush their anteaters?
Find your words.
Wait.
Wow.
Hang on. We got 20 more seconds of
this. Oh, there's 20 more magical seconds?
Yes.
If you come across it in the yard.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily talking about your Aunt Karen. Hey. Hi, honey.
Thanks for clarifying. We're in the animal kingdom. We knew that.
We knew that. We're in the animal kingdom.
Oh, wow.
So again,
okay, this is a really good, like,
see?
Cautionary tale kind
that's
of
right.
a segment.
That's right.
Like, that's what this show could be.
It could be. So
if we made bad choices.
Listen, Cody. To answer your DM, no, we haven't done the show on drugs. However,
but thank you for allowing us to explore that possibility with the power of slowing down our speech.
I mean, I just like the phrase, I wash my banana.
Wow. Imagine if that is what we put in promos for the show. Don't miss the Ben and Kelly show for this.
Did you know ants hold grudges?
Wow.
There you go. All right. That's just a snapshot into what our DMs look like.
although I'm guessing that segment might have been why I asked that question to begin with.
Maybe.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hannah says, "Hey Ben and Kelly, not sure where to go with this. I'm kind of in brand new waters."
Okay.
So my boyfriend spent the night at my house the other night for the first time, and when I woke up, I felt my backside, and it was wet, and I realized he wet the bed.
Oh.
I was completely disgusted, because I've never been with a guy who did that, and he said he's never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really talk to him after that, and we didn't speak when he left.
I haven't talked to him in 2 days.
Oh.
I don't know how or if to bring it up. I like him, but how do I get past this?
Mm.
Thank you.
Well, Hannah, you've
come to the right place.
Hey, it happened to me and we got married. So if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Is that it?
I think that feels like a pretty simple response.
Is that it? Yeah. I mean,
well,
look.
I think she needs to probably be the first to reach out.
Yeah, I'm sure he's embarrassed. So, not to get too far into my personal life here, but when my wife and I were dating, she was over, and I did that. I mean, I wet the bed.
That was your life.
And it was, yes. And I, you know, probably like Hannah's boyfriend, it was similar to me. Like, I hadn't wet the bed since I was probably 6, you know,
right.
or something like that. So,
was it like a heavy night of drinking?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all. Not at all. But it was one of those.
I can kind of understand that sometimes that happens.
But it was one of those things where we were, we were both wearing sweats and everything. And I remember waking up or it jolting me awake, you know, and then realizing what I did. And I'm like patting her and she's still asleep. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, no. Oh no!
I've got to change her. I was thinking the sheets before she wakes up.
That's exactly what I thought. I was thinking to myself, how do I change her pants and change the sheets with her still being asleep in bed without her finding out?
Impossible.
And while I'm like assessing the situation,
I mean, Houdini couldn't pull that off.
She wakes up, and I'm like, here it is. Here it is.
Morning, pumpkin.
I know. And so she ended up laughing. And then it was like...
It was fine.
It turned out to be fine. I was embarrassed. And,
You're probably self-conscious the next time, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it hard for you to, like, figure out how to actually fall asleep?
Man,
next to her for a while?
Like, I don't remember exactly... Because it was so long ago, but I do remember that we laughed about it. Well, she laughed about it first. I wasn't really ready to laugh because hashtag embarrassing.
Right, because you're still trying to be impressive to her.
Right.
In every way, at every
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Yeah. You're still discovering little things about each other, and then I'm like, this is it.
We're not to the stage yet.
She is, right. And she is going to be like, deuces, see ya, bedwetter.
Yep.
And I'm going to be labeled as such, and I'm not going to be able to recover.
And you're going to be a story she forever tells her girlfriends.
Right.
A cautionary tale.
Right. Right. Be careful of Ben, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, Hannah, I don't know if that makes you feel any better or not. Obviously, you both didn't laugh.
Yeah,
afterwards.
It ended up being like you both were in uncharted territory and didn't know how to
react.
We're
both uncomfortable and awkward, and I get that because...
But I think he needs to be reassured that if you can get past it.
Yeah, I was going to say, now you said you were disgusted, so that is something that you're going to have to now figure out.
Right.
You know? So,
yeah, like if you can get past this and you could see, you know, continuing dating this person thinks that maybe... There's potential there for long term.
Yeah.
Then you have to be, I think, the first one to reach out because he is right now thinking she's never going to call me again.
Right. 502-795-1997 is our number. If you want to dive in on maybe your experience with this, I mean, I gave my experience, or if you have a story about how you almost ruined the relationship right away.
Like, was there something embarrassing that hopefully you got over, or maybe it was a deal breaker?
Maybe it was a deal breaker. I don't know. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories on that. That's what group therapy is all about here on 99.7 DJX. Hannah messaged us, and her boyfriend wet the bed in their first, like, overnight experience. And she said that she was kind of disgusted from it. They didn't really talk much afterwards. He said it was first time it's ever happened like that. And then
he just left.
She hasn't really talked to him in 2 days.
Yeah, Pete says on text, I think saying you're disgusted is a bit much.
Yeah.
These are the reasons why men don't open up. You got to make it a comfortable space for him to talk about it. How would you feel if you woke up in, you know, some sort of a mess you made?
Yeah.
Treat others how you want to be treated. Just talk to him. He seems like a good person.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like any relationship goes, if it, you know, depending on how long you go, there's going to be a moment when you're at your worst and
right.
your partner has to deal with it in some way. And
yeah.
And yeah, you just hope that it's dealt with some compassion. Elisha, you have a story about how your now fiance almost ruined it before you guys got started.
My now fiance, at one point in time, after a heavy night of drinking, he's no longer allowed to have Basil Hayden after this. He can't.
Oh, okay.
And this happened probably about 5 years ago, and I still tease him about it.
Okay, good. All right. So this is going to be something they're going to laugh about later.
Maybe.
Hopefully. I mean, if she can get over herself, she'll be fine.
All right. Elisha,
okay,
thank you.
No problem.
Hi, Madison. Do you have a story?
I just wanted to say, like, she may have already passed the time of laughing it off. And I don't know, but she definitely has to make up for making him feel awkward about it, because I feel like that's a thing that's going to happen. And if you're a caring person, then, you know, things happen.
So
I mean,
if,
you're right.
If,
he is probably thinking, oh, my gosh, it's over. I think it has to do with the person's reaction, the quote victim's
right,
reaction.
The reaction is everything.
Yeah.
You gotta laugh it off and be like, hey, it's all right, you're good, buddy, it all happens, you know, whatever. But no, she's gonna have to come back and be like, listen, now I know that things happen, and this is gonna be an awkward conversation.
Yeah, it just kind of has to own up to it a little bit. Madison, thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that she might have already ruined the relationship, like not placing any blame on him. It was her reaction and the fact that she's kind of ghosted him for 2 days.
Yeah, that's kind of weird because, you know, it. I guess if I'm him, and I was him at one point.
yes, that is true. And your wife, like, laughed it off.
Yeah, she laughed it off. And you know, there was immediate communication about the elephant in the room because it was an elephant in the room.
Uh-huh.
And so the fact that you both kind of left it and you didn't really talk and then you haven't reached out since, I think you're kind of telling us your answer, that you're not going to be able to get over this. And that...
Which then I think you need to do some self-reflection, because if this kind of a thing is going to end a relationship for you, there are going to be things down the road in whatever relationship you're in. If you get in a long-term thing, like, you know, for example, before I got married, I got so sick
mm-hmm.
in the shower,
mm-hmm.
like I am naked, I am wet, things are coming out of every end.
Yeah.
Like this is the absolute worst way I would ever want anyone to see me.
Right.
And my husband, at the time, fiance, had to pick me up, take me to the ER and in my absolute worst state.
Yes. Yeah.
And there are going to be times when you are going to have to get each other through some sort of a crisis,
mm-hmm.
whether it be health, sickness, whatever is going to happen. And he has to know that you're going to be the type of person that's not going to bail no matter what. Not to
yeah.
mention, if you have kids do disgusting things.
I was going to say, kids are disgusting.
Like, you're going to have to learn how to live with a bit of disgusting here and there.
Yeah, kids are a little bit different just because it's not someone that you're trying to date. It's
sure.
It's your kid, you know. But
still, you are going right. to get to that point in the relationship, that level of comfort where you're going to be able to handle whatever is going to come up.
Yeah.
So this should be a minor bump.
It should be.
Like, again, something you should be able to laugh off. But the fact that you're, like, so repulsed by it, it makes me a little worried about your ability to be able to hang in there, like, for better or for worse.
Unless you're able to, like, literally today, go communicate with them, laugh it off, say, you know, apologize for, you know, the... ghosting, and then he can tell you how embarrassed he was and that maybe he thought it was the end and all that stuff, and then you
but
guys
you
can get,
have to
but
reach
you,
out.
Yes, you have got to be the one that does it, and does it like today. You got to do it today, because right. if you don't, then that's your answer, and you guys are just going to you're going to ghost him, and he's not going to communicate with you anymore, and that's going to be it. So
then he's going to have to feel comfortable around you at some point, because uh-huh. right now he totally feels
nope,
like, oh my gosh, he's probably going to be afraid to ever fall asleep next to you again.
Yeah.
Like, because you don't know what happens when you're asleep. Like,
all right.
So yeah, if you see potential at all, you got to rectify this by reaching out and making him feel okay about it.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on what happens. All right. But like, do it soon. All right. That is group therapy. So Bruno Mars and Sexy Red released a new song on Friday. I know Kelly was really excited when that got released.
It's the first time hearing about it.
Well, I'm going to say it's been getting a lot of attention. The lyrics, Kelly, would make you blush. In fact, we really can't even play 10 seconds of this song unedited on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah. So here, let me give you a little taste of the radio edit of this.
Okay.
Okay.
Cookie so good, made me throw up a set. That good kitty, making my pet.
Yeah. It's got a great infectious beat. It's kind of the new dancer song, if you will.
I don't know if we're talking about actual delicious cookies and cats.
Oh,
I don't think.
Definitely
I
not.
I don't think we're talking about that.
Definitely not.
Okay.
So what we thought we'd do, we don't want to necessarily ignore this huge, huge viral song right now.
Okay. We don't? Okay.
So I thought we would dramatically read a couple verses mm-hmm. and replace any of the questionable words with something else, okay?
Make our own little Ben and Kelly edit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Should we come up with just random words and fill in the blanks?
Fat, juicy, and
Fergie.
Yes!
I don't even
Fergie.
Yes.
Fergie.
Okay.
So good. Make me throw up a set. That good kitty kitty. Good kitty kitty. Make it my pet. Pretty.
Okay.
Type of
Fergie.
Oh, wow.
You ain't ever gone forget.
Okay.
Fat. Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And
Fergie.
What a masterpiece of lyrical content. Yes.
Fergie.
Okay.
Fergie.
Wow.
Fergie.
Wow.
Like
Fergie. Fergie.
That's a lot of edits.
Like
Fergie. Fergie.
Got it.
Like
Fergie.
Put it up your nose.
Fergie.
I think no, sir.
On my
Fergie.
No!
Fergie.
I don't even know what Fergie stands for, half these words, but I'm not on board with any of them.
On my toes. 24 carat
Fergie.
He couldn't even say gold.
Drip like gold.
Oh. Okay.
Throw my
Fergie
back.
Fergie.
My
great
Fergie.
Wow.
From the front.
I feel like I'm on board with Fergie being our official new bleep button. I think that's great.
Milk mustache on your face when I
Fergie.
Oh, I don't even want to know what that is supposed to mean, but I have
just
an idea,
more,
and it's not
just
good.
Just two more lines.
Oh, really?
This is the fat, juicy, and
Fergie
version of the Bruno Mars and Sexy Red song.
Fergie.
It from the
Fergie. Fergie.
Wow.
It from the top. Pop. Go the
Fergie.
Cause the
Fergie.
Say pop.
What the heck is this song? Like, I can't even imagine the video. Did we put the video on the website? I can't even imagine there was a video that we could put on the website.
There is a video, yes. No, it's not currently living on the website.
Okay. It just sounds like, just from all the omitted words, this doesn't sound like, are we playing this song?
Listen, this is the viral song Bruno Mars and Sexy Red released just recently.
And I feel like they had some help with some sort of a, maybe a little bit of this and more stuff when they wrote this song, because, wow, they spent a lot of time on amazing lyrics for this one.
And well done. That was...
That's Grammy material right there.
Fat, juicy.
Wow.
And...
Fergie.
Yeah. They should consider that right now.
On 99.7 DJX. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
This is about one of the sweetest things you're going to see all day, and it's couples goals.
Okay.
A great grandpa used a walker to dance with his wife on her 100th birthday.
Aw.
And they're dressed like Cinderella and Prince Charming. Now, there's just music in the video, but it's really, really sweet. He's doing some dance steps. He's kind of steadying himself with the walker. The backstory is Macy shared a video on TikTok of her great-grandpa, Elton, using this special walker to dance with his wife, Betty. And it's already racked up like 4 million views.
Oh, wow.
In the text, she kind of explains that he bought the dancing walker specifically for the birthday celebration. She says, my great-grandparents grew up in an era where dancing was a cherished pastime. And even after 82 years of marriage,
oh, wow,
they haven't lost that love.
There you go.
And it's just really sweet. Again, the costumes.
Yes.
Pretty phenomenal. You can see the video. We put it on Facebook at 99.7DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, love listening to your show. I've never thought I'd be writing in, but here I am, LOL.
Okay, hi.
So I've been dating this great guy for a few months now.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny, sweet, overall really nice person.
All right, where's the but?
But
okay.
Recently, he revealed something about himself that has me questioning if this could be a red flag.
Okay.
He told me his big hobby is spending his nights searching for UFOs.
Oh, so that's his hobby.
He even has equipment for it, binoculars, cameras, what he calls tracking tools.
Okay.
At first, I thought it was kind of quirky, kind of endearing, but then he dropped the bomb. He says he's actually been abducted by aliens before.
Oh.
Why you're not hitting the music again.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Yeah. There you go. He wasn't joking either.
Okay.
He talked about it in detail. Like how they studied him.
Okay.
And how he felt afterwards.
Okay.
I didn't know what to say. I just kind of smiled and nodded. But inside, I was wondering if this is something I should be worried about. Like, is he crazy? He hasn't done anything else. That's alarming. He treats me well. But should I be concerned that this might be a sign of something bigger? Is this just like a harmless eccentricity?
Oh, wow. What a word.
Exactly. Could it mean something else? Would love to hear your thoughts.
Wow. Okay. So I don't have experience with this.
I don't either, but immediately, are you not thinking of the SNL sketch with
Kate McKinnon?
Kate Gray McKinnon. With big fat eyes, little mouths. It just, stared while I peed. I don't think I was dealing with the top brass.
Instruct you to urinate? Was that telepathically?
No. I woke up, I had to pee like a camel.
And the best one is when Ryan Gosling is on.
Ryan,
he said it's one of the all-time funniest.
Ryan Gosling, yes.
Because he can't keep it together.
That sketch.
Oh, that's immediately what popped into my head.
Yeah.
I know she's genuinely worried about this.
Ryan. Was carried down gently in a cradle of light, placed into a soft bed of wallflowers.
Are
Are we making fun of her boyfriend right now?
This is what I thought about. This is what immediately popped in my head. Like, when you think abducted by aliens, this is what
I mean. It's the McKinnon SNL sketch.
Yes, it is.
It's a joy, sir.
All right, well, now this missed me a little bit.
This whole thing, she's smoking a cigarette.
She's like, my experience is a little different.
My experience is a little
she
different.
She had a great experience. And just, yeah, Kate McKinnon, no.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, so what do we do here? He says that this actually happened.
I mean, wow. Is he normal in every other facet?
That's what she says, yes. Like, this is the one thing that is...
That's weird.
This is not, this is not just, hey, I like to collect stickers or put together model airplanes.
I like
whatever,
to look
like,
for
hobby.
UFOs now.
Right.
That's
but
my...
And even that is okay, but the whole, he went as far as to say, I have been to the mothership.
Yeah, like, that's a little bit, that's a little bit odd, that's for sure.
I dropped down 7 feet on the roof of a Long John Silver's.
This is not right. Why are we doing this?
That's not helping.
We can't.
That's not helping me focus.
We can't sit there and make fun like this.
No, we cannot. We cannot. Do you have any more?
I started peeing and one of the gray aliens slapped the wall and pointed at the bowl. So I got the hint. I kind of ducked, walked over a bowl, peed in.
It just makes me wonder if she just made up all of that on the spot. Oh,
I don't know. Do you have a suggestion? 502-795-1997. You can, maybe you found out something equally as shocking and it worked out. Everything was fine.
I will say this about that though. If you go on YouTube, there are plenty of people that have stories like this. So I'm not going to completely discount it as bonkers crazy. However, it's not something you hear every day.
No.
It's not something you hear today. But, but apparently, there are plenty of stories of people saying that this is...
These fancy cats are seeing God. Meanwhile, I'm starting phase two, which is me sitting on a stool while 40 gray aliens take turns.
We're assuming... We're just assuming.
I'm sorry. That's really our only frame of reference.
I have zero rate.
That's it.
It's Kate McKinnon. That's her experience.
It's just an SNL sketch. It's just one of the funniest ever in the history of the show.
All right. I don't know how far we go with this, but anyways, if he doesn't have any other like quirks, maybe you just ride it for a little while and
I kind of need her to stick around just to investigate further if he shares more. Because I'm kind of fascinated.
All right, 502-795-1997. As we said, we have had some interesting listener interactions this morning. And it started earlier when, who was it, Cody? Cody rolled in and asked if we've
just
ever...
a simple question.
If we've ever done our show on drugs...
That answer's no.
And that
is. But we just imagine what that might sound like.
Did you know? Ants hold grudges.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is just a segment from last week slowed down to make it sound like we were on drugs.
I did not know that. Ants hold grudges, like they're really mad if you crush their little ant hill.
Like the ponder.
So you just slowed down. You slowed it down, and it made us sound like we were a little influenced by something. If you come across it in the yard.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily talking about your Aunt Karen. Hey.
What?
Hi, honey.
Oh, what is happening? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That answer's no.
Yeah. So, you know, this is just a, you know, a segment from last week. You know, what would it sound like if Kelly and I did the show on drugs.
I mean, I just like the phrase, I wash my banana.
Okay. This sounds like something people high in thought would come up with.
Yeah, no. Probably not going to do that.
No.
I mean, it makes sense based on their argument and why they say you should do it.
Why? Why?
Probably still not going to ever do it, though.
Probably still not ever going to do it, though. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I try to wash my banana every day.
I mean, it really does make our show sound absolutely ridiculous.
Something tells me we're deviating from truth.
Oh my gosh. That is too much.
That is just, that's disturbing is what that is.
So yeah,
disturbing.
Like, you know, we've had some interesting questions here on the show, and one of them was from Cody, and hey, have you ever done the show on drugs? And no, but here's what it may sound like if we did. And you're welcome.
Wow. and then we had alien abductions on the show. Yeah, so it's been a lot. Which, by the way, on Facebook, if you go into that little scenario, there's lots of alien GIFs being shared.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good everybody's taking Britt's situation seriously.
Well, yeah. And by the way, Molly's just like, I'll never understand why people need strangers to tell them if something should be a deal breaker for them or not. Well, Molly, that's like the basis. That's a building block of our show.
That's right. That's right. All right. There you go.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Still to come next hour, we have Stupid Facts of the Day. We have Setting the Bar stories and Feel Good stories still to get to.
Yeah, lots of stuff still.
On
just
99...
when you thought we could just take a break. Nope.
Nope. On 99.7 EJX. How about a Stupid Fact of the Day, Kelly?
Let's do some learning.
Yeah, it's where we find something interesting. We're like, hey, that might be something everyone would enjoy. So let's pass it along.
Okay.
So you've heard of the city Beverly Hills, right?
I've heard of it.
That one.
Yeah. Yep.
So go with me on this. Here's how Beverly Hills got its name. Stupid fact of the day. Beverly Hills, named after Beverly Farms, Massachusetts. That was named after Beverly in Yorkshire, England.
Oh, wow.
And that town was named in 700 AD because of a colony of beavers.
Wow, we can thank beavers for Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Wow, who would have thought that we started with beavers and ended up with
Beverly Hills. Yes. So Beverly Hills is named after medieval English beavers.
That is crazy.
Medieval beavers helped create the town Beverly Hills.
It's kind of a windy road to get there, but that's a fun little fun fact to drop on coworkers today, like completely obscure. Why in the world would you ever bring it up? But why not?
Yeah, why not? Well, why do we bring anything up on the show?
That is a valid question.
Right?
Yeah.
We do it.
Because there's no rhyme or reason to this show a lot of times.
Yeah, we just do it because we find it interesting. So that could be your excuse too.
Okay.
Beverly Hills, named after medieval English beavers.
That's fantastic. What a great sentence.
Yes. There you go. And that's your stupid fact of the day. We don't really need to pontificate on that much more.
What an origin story.
I know. All the great ones have great origin stories sometimes.
Absolutely.
All right, it's 99.7 EJX. All right, let's get to a feel-good story.
Now, this is kind of amazing. A 20-year-old pizza delivery guy in Indiana went viral on TikTok.
Okay.
After he was seen walking half a mile in a snowstorm to bring someone their pizza, and they only tipped him $2.
Okay.
Now, this ended up
turning into his biggest tip ever, because a cop named Richard Craig happened to be responding to a bus crash and witnessed Connor trudging through the snow wearing sneakers and a sweatshirt, no jacket, nor no boots.
Okay.
And so he asked him, like, hey, what are you doing? And he thought he should record it because nobody would believe what he was seeing.
Right.
So when he learned he only got a $2 tip, Officer Craig decided to put the story on TikTok and started the GoFundMe to help him get a real tip. Last time we checked, it was just over $39,000.
Wow.
Did you get a good tip?
$2.
How much was their order?
$40.
$40 and a $2 tip.
Are you kidding me?
Do better, folks. Do better, be better.
There are people that still see what you do that goes unseen in your eyes, but in everyone else's, they see what happens, and there's always a community out there for you.
That's pretty cool.
So, I mean, Connor knew that was the tip he was getting to because they paid online.
Right.
Like, he knew he was doing all that, and he was only getting $2.15 out of it, and he still finished the job. The original goal for the fundraiser was like $500.
Still, though, that would have been a great tip.
Yes, it was. I just checked; it's just over $39,000. So pretty awesome. See the entire story. Inside Edition featured it at WDJX.com.
Setting the bar stories, or what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a fight, and then on top of it all, getting your junk stuck on the frozen ground, you're doing okay.
I don't have one of those, but owie.
Yeah, right. So this happened in northern Canada. Temperature, single digits, maybe colder. TMZ said this dude who got into a bar fight outside fell down during the fight, landed on his stomach. His junk immediately froze to the ground.
Was he naked? Well, Did he lose his pants in the bar fight?
Yeah, his pants were down, right. Oh. Now, listen, someone on Facebook said, well, that's not quite the story. It actually happened after the fight got broken up and cops made him lie down on the ground when arresting him, and that's when it happened. Either way, there's footage of him being peeled off the ground, and you can, even though it's blurred, you still see it stuck.
No.
You know how that scene from A Christmas Story when he puts his tongue on the...
The pole?
The pole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of sticks like that.
Oh, boy.
So, I guess, you know, insult to injury is one thing. He didn't at least get charged with anything, so that's nice.
Okay, that's great.
But
must have been drafty.
Well,
if you're out in that part of your body is exposed to that kind of cold.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know how his pants fell down in the process, but that's what happened. And that's, so let's just be thankful that, you know, we don't have that cold happening now.
Right, but step one, let's not get in a bar fight, right?
Okay, then, well, yeah, you could say that.
Step two, keep your pants up, especially in that kind of weather.
You could say that, too.
Yeah. Step three, don't get thrown to the ground by the police.
And
Details
are sketchy as to why he was laying face down on the ground, but
I don't think we need to know that.
Yeah, but just the end result is still the same.
Wow. So, and the fact that TMZ picked it up.
Yep.
They only really care about celebrity stuff, but this random dude with his frozen stuff.
Junk stuck to the ground. Yep, absolutely. So that's your setting the bar story.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX. Kelly, you coming up, you kind of have a story about ordering something online and not, like, for your husband, and it being completely different than what you thought you were 1,000%. Getting, right?
That was a Father's Day fail.
Yeah. Well, this guy in Georgia, his name's Sylvester. He kind of has something similar that happened to him.
Okay. Right?
That's coming up on 99.7 DJX. So several Father's Days ago, you were going to get your husband, Michael, something really nice.
Well, yeah. I saw this game on Instagram. It looked really fun. It was supposed to be, I think it was like a golf cornhole kind of a game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it looked like it came with all things, little carrying bag and
all the things that you're going to need for that game. And, mm-hmm. and then I ordered it like a couple of months mm-hmm. in advance, okay. you know, knowing yeah. the, wanting it to be there in time for Father's Day.
Yep.
I want to say several months after Father's Day, we finally got the gift uh-huh. in the mail.
Uh-huh.
And it was a golf ball.
Ta-da!
Yay! A single golf ball from China.
So it
was tricky because you thought you were ordering it from California.
Sure.
Turns out it was not from California.
Yeah, it was from China. So I got duped. And yeah, you got duped a little bit there.
Yeah.
This dude named Sylvester, he did the same thing. Wasn't a Father's Day gift, but he ordered a drill set from a company in China.
Okay.
It was very, very inexpensive. It was $40. And if you know anything about drill sets, they're expensive.
That's a deal.
I was going to say, they could be several hundred dollars, right?
Yeah, you're like, okay, I can wait for a little extra shipping.
I can pay the shipping.
I'm going to get that kind of a deal.
Right,
yeah.
right.
And that's what I thought.
So when he got the package that was supposed to be his $40 drill set,
yeah, what'd we get?
He got a printed photo of the drill.
This is a picture of what they sent me. I paid $22.97 for a pressure washer, and this is what I get. It's a wrench to screw the screw out the wall with. All this is bad, you know what I mean? Don't scam nobody. I just don't like to get scammed because, you know, if you spend your money, you want to get what you pay for.
Well, yeah, yes. I mean, no one wants to get scammed, right. for sure.
We never set out to get scammed.
Yeah, so he tried to get a drill set and receives just a printed photo. They're like, hey, wouldn't this be nice?
Dang it.
Wouldn't this be nice?
I mean, they're getting more and more clever with their little scams.
Yeah. Again, yeah. So don't feel so bad. It's not just you, Kelly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Taylor Swift now headed back to the Super Bowl. So do you remember, we've kind of got a follow-up on a Setting the Bar story that we presented, I don't know, maybe a month ago or something. Do you remember there was a rash of crime that was taking place in Oregon where someone was putting googly eyes on all the statues in Bend, Oregon, in this city?
It was like, you know, bronze deer with these giant googly eyes.
Not just the deer, but it was anywhere that maybe googly eyes could enhance whatever it was, whether it be a painting, whether it be, you know, some artwork or a statue, like you said.
And people were laughing at it, but then the city was like, but hey, it's causing money to try to remove the adhesive, which is kind of damaging the structures.
The adhesive is damaging the structures when they're trying to remove it and all that stuff. And
right.
so they had no idea who this person was. Well, we finally do know that it's Jeff.
Jeff, the googly eye guy.
Jeff decided that he was going to do more than just that. He was going to place hula skirts on some of the statues too. But he said
also
it was
a fun choice.
Yeah, he said it was a way for him to cope with some pretty heavy stuff that was going on in his life right at the time. And so he would sit back and he would watch during these roundabouts. These cars come up on the roundabouts with these statues that have the googly eyes. And he said he'd see the families laughing, and it made for a good time. He was like, "Yes, it's fine." But now
he's trying to spread joy.
Yeah, well, kind of. Yes. And he said, I'm willing to pay for any damages that I caused. And so he's kind of come clean. He's come out and come clean and said, hey, I was the guy who did this. I'll pay for the damages.
Sorry, but it made me laugh at a time when I needed to laugh.
Yes, exactly. So there you go. There's your little follow-up.
Okay, well, hopefully they're just going to let him pay for it. They're not going to, like, put him in jail or anything.
No. It doesn't sound like that's what's going to happen. It sounds like the city's going to cooperate with him and, allow him to put his money into action. So.
Well, and hopefully he's now on the other side of whatever it was that he was trying to deal with. He's in a better spot, and so now he feels like he can move on.
All right.
From the googly eyes.
So if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. I mean, we had an interesting lot of listeners and listener interaction this morning.
I feel bad. Like, I don't feel like we helped Britt at all.
Oh, no, 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 no. Brit, no. I mean, it turned into a Kate McKinnon SNL sketch, really.
It did. I feel really bad about that. Like, she's seriously coming to us, like, what do I do here? Should I really be worried? And we are just cracking up, losing our minds over an SNL sketch.
Yeah. So,
which is immediately what I thought of.
And you may, too, if you listen to it. It's kind of the deal breaker and... Is her boyfriend, was he probed by aliens sort of thing?
I need her to stick around for a little bit and explore that further, just to get a little bit more insight, research, if you will. I mean, I don't know. You go on the internet. Other people have said that that's happened to them too.
Yeah, maybe.
Just never met one before, and now she has.
Now she has. So there's that, plus stupid facts. Is our show on drugs and Soma and wetting the bed? Yeah, we dealt with a lot this morning.
It's a lot of sharing.
All right. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.